It's more difficult this year because we don't have a phase of what's called ENSO, El Nino Southern Oscillation. Typically, in an El Nino year, we would expect warmer than average temperatures in wintertime and then moving into spring. Being in an ENSO neutral phase as we are now, we have to look at shorter term variations in the atmosphere, things like the Arctic Oscillation, but also climatological trends over the short term. So if we look at our short term outlook, 6 to 10, 8 to 14 day, what we're seeing is a tendency to be warmer than average or near normal temperature-wise, and then a slight signal for wetter than normal conditions. Now, being that it's the driest time of the year, it doesn't take a lot for us to be above average or below average. An interesting fact is we actually had more snow in October than in December. So we have had warmer temperatures, and not until recently have we actually seen a substantial snowpack buildup across the state, because we've been in a very active weather system for the past 2 weeks.